Banks? Hartke?
Yes.
Emmanuel?
Here.
Hudson?
Here.
Sutton?
I believe I'm not yet officially reappointed.
But you're official until you're in.
You serve until someone is appointed to replace you.
Anderson.
Whatever you all say, here. Mm-hmm. For me.
Thank you for joining us. Good. Here, of course. All right. Approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion second?
Second.
Motion second. All those, that's fine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Approval of the minutes. Have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion, a second?
Second.
A second. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Public participation. Do we have any public participation?
It's sitting right here.
Very good, Mr. Lager.
I want to talk about dietary services this evening, which I am generally in support of. Seems as though if they get the right kind of supplies and get staffed right, it works pretty good. When they don't, it doesn't work very well. I want to put in a note here. I'm not a fan of the use of paper foam plates or plastic utensils. They don't work very well for my wife, and I suspect that they don't work very well for the other residents. Okay? I'd like to have that noted. The thing that I kind of object to, I do object to it, I don't kind of. In examining some of the products that were served in the dietary area, I don't like the fact that we're using a lot of no-name products. Products that are, if they don't say so, are generally not produced in this country. Why does that make a difference to me? Well, because we have one of the better conditions for producing good quality food, but the third world, as a rule, does not. There are laws in this country that stipulate port of origin for food. And when you don't see that on products that are brought into your facility, the suspicion is that we're going for the lowest price regardless of where it comes from. If I don't buy it or use it, I suspect that you guys don't either. So why should we serve it? I know we're saving a nickel here and a nickel there. And that's one of the things that we're really working towards. But I object to it. The next thing, while we're on dietary, now I'm not blaming the staff out here. They do the best they can with what they're given to work with. And generally, it's okay. If it's not, they get graded that way. And they generally know when they've got a grade that's not acceptable to them, why they got it. I don't like, in no purchase for my own use, mystery meat. A lot of the meat we're getting in a can, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know mystery meat, for the most part, made up out of scraps and odds and ends. And some of them taste kind of like that, bland. While we're on the subject of meat, we'll go to fowl. And fowl is some kind of birds that we get from occasionally. I don't know what they are, but boy, they're sure tough. And when I can't deal with it, I'm sure the residents are having trouble dealing with it, and also the staff. What I mean by dealing with it, well, if you can't cut it, if it comes in a chunk, if you can't cut it, you're going to have a problem eating it. and that is a problem. We've got that in the dining room. We've got people that can feed themselves just fine. People that think they can feed themselves just fine, but in reality cannot. We have to have people that have to have 100% of help, and some of them have to have help every now and then. And I realize that the dining staff cannot, and the CNAs cannot spend the time with each individual that I spend with Sue. I'm not asking that, and I'm not using that as a comparison. But the things that I object to and I've made note of, I'd like to have you see if you can minimize the effect of that or at least look into it. Thank you for your time. I had something else, but since I speak out of my back pocket, it's gone. I don't know where it went. I generally am supportive of the kitchen staff. They try to do a good job, and when it all falls apart is generally when they're three or four people shorthanded, which can happen any day, but mostly is confined to the weekends and that kind of thing. These are probably not new things to you guys, but they need to be brought up from time to time if they continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other public participation?
I just wanted to compliment all the people involved in the event yesterday. I was over here for 4 hours, and it seemed to be enjoyed by all and everyone. And the lady who produced those marvelous cakes is really outstanding. I was able to talk to her and let her know how good they are. They were obviously well appreciated, because by the time I got there, there wasn't much left. So yeah. that's an excellent sign.
All right, thank you. Any other public participation? Seeing none, communications. All right, you want a reference?
I passed out the call for artists that were circulating, so if you know any artists, please pass that along.
Any other communication?
If you know the artists.
And we'll move on to the management update.
Okay. Well, we have really successfully, for the month of October, increased the Medicare A census by 8 residents. So we were budgeted for 5, and we have 13.16 is the average daily census. So that is really incredible.
Still? Are we still averaging that?
That was in October, and we are averaging very close to it. We're averaging about 12 for okay. November, and so far for December, similar.
Great.
Yep. So there was a heavy increase in October. So that's obviously the highest payer mix, and that's great. Also, on the managed care side, managed care, we are also, I think as of October, I don't know, I guess.
In December, we are way over the budget.
Right, in October, for some reason, I don't know what that was. I think we were not yet there, but we went year to date, and we were, for December, we were budgeted for 3 and we're at 8. So everything is going up, all the higher payer sources. Private pay, we are up, we're budgeted at 21, and we're up to, in October, we were up over 22. So I'm just trying to see where, if any, we were below what we should have been. Medicaid, we're lower than what we're budgeted, which is good by me. So we went up in census overall 44.5 residents. and the positive increase continues for the next few months, because obviously that was, we're just going over October numbers now. But as we go up to December, we're exactly, from a numbers perspective, for total numbers, we're exactly on budget. But we're over budget in all payer classes. So that means that we are total numbers of residents, we hit budget to where we said we would be through the end of the year right now, but we're over budget on all the revenue sides. So it's really, really positive. So that's a good thing. So net revenue has gone up. We've increased by $140,000 due to increased Medicare census. So $983,000 last, this is for October. I'm looking at October numbers. September, it was $845,000. Operating expenses have gone up slightly to serve our increased census, and that's going to always occur, but it's going up proportionately the way it should be. Non-operating income is up.
So
yeah.
See?
Uh-huh. And net income loss, our loss is, again, going down significantly. Last September, we were $122,000, $954. October, we're at $66,000. So we've really brought that loss down, primarily because of more revenue, and the IGT also was increased by $4 a day. So everything is really, the upward swings are incredibly positive. Nursing expenses are going to be slightly increased because obviously the census, but we also had an issue, if you remember, because now we're in December, but when we were talking about selling the facility, I think we talked about this, there were six nurses that resigned. And because when they resigned, we eventually were able to rehire other nurses, but we had increased orientation, which when you have to bring, when you onboard people, so that messes up all of our expenses. So, you know, that's something we can't control. You got to train people. You got to be able to do that. So we try not to have, obviously, these massive people leaving, but again, we hope that that doesn't occur. We hope that we're able to at least control some of that. And so environmental services, gas costs are a little bit greater, so you're going to see a little bit of an increase there. And maintenance costs actually in October came down a little bit because, you know, you remember we were dealing with that door, that whole door issue throughout the whole facility, which again, I think it came back to us in November, and I think we finally got it taken care of. So all in all, things are really financially on a really positive upswing. And we've had some great programs. Yesterday we had a beautiful program. We had Santa Claus here too. My understanding was great. One of our SAK's marketing director's husband came here and dressed up in a whole outfit. And it was really nice. I don't know if you got to see any of the pictures, but she posts everything on my Facebook. So I don't know if we have a Facebook account.
Yeah, we do. She talked about
posts. Okay, yeah, so we got to post all of that. We got so many positive, and we also have this enchanted forest. I don't know how many of you are familiar with what we did. We went out to all of the local businesses, or some of the local businesses nearby, and asked them to give a donation and donate a tree. And so they've all come in and donated their own tree. So we have several businesses throughout the facility that donated and decorated their own tree. So we've done that in other facilities, and it's really been a positive impact. And SAK also gave a treat, so we're in there too, if you look around. But the surveyors, I guess, asked us to move them out of the middle of the hall today. We do have a survey team came in today, the annual survey. Today's the first day of the annual survey. And there's a new survey process. There's a lot of new stuff that has hit November.
Yeah.
We have 7 surveyors in-house, and they're not allowed to tell you anything. And this is part of the new process that's going on a national level. We've worked with this now in several states. Illinois just got this November 1st, and they've also changed a lot of regulations, which I think were in the pipeline from before, and so we have to employ different types of, Joyce, you can speak to this.
Yeah, we really have to have a risk manager, and we have to have infection control preventist, and so we're handling those by doing it on a part-time basis so we at least meet the regulatory requirements. And I think as far as the trees, once again, they're not allowed to tell you anything. They'll tell you when they're going to cite you. So the trees, one of the nurses heard the surveyor say, well, when life safety comes in, they're going to tag them for these trees. So the trees were over snugged against the hallways. So we've moved them now and put them in places where the residents can still enjoy them. They're in the corners of the dining room, and they're in the corners of the activity room. They're not so much in the hallways where, you know, we wanted to make it look like the holiday scene. But yeah, there's just so many new regulations, and so we're trying to gear up and making sure that we're meeting all those requirements.
There's antibiotic stewardship.
Yeah.
There's this.
We have to make sure that anybody that's, you know, we in our generation, we've sort of been taught that if you're sick, you go to the doctor. You know what you expect. You want the doctor to give you an antibiotic. Well, the new train of thought is, no, we're overusing antibiotics. And so that's still a challenge. Someone comes in and their parent, it sounds congested, you know, they want an antibiotic. So we're working closely with families because we have to show that we are trying other things and we're only using the antibiotic when there's a culture that shows it's something, it's a bacteria. So we're working on that, doing the stewardship program. Trying to work closely with our restorative program, still trying to get all of our residents involved in some way, that we're trying to decrease the what they call the late loss ADLs, activities of daily living, that as you have become older, you know, there's things that you used to do well, and if you, like, you don't use it, you'll lose it. So we're trying to decrease those losses. And many of the residents, they don't want their joints moved and they don't want to be walked down the hallway. So we're trying to respect residents' rights, but to get them involved in being active. So it's a lot of focus on the bedside care.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that you're having all the aides do restorative care as opposed to just set restorative aides. But I'm just curious, the restorative aides who got the layoff notices, where did they end up?
They had their choice to look where they wanted to go, if someone that had less seniority. I think one went to adult daycare, and I think one went maybe back to the dementia unit. And then
okay.
Those gals that they, quote, bumped, went to other areas, maybe that wasn't their choice.
But they all stayed in-house?
Yes, they did.
Thank you.
No one left.
And how long is the survey process now? Did you say 7 days?
They're probably staying through Thursday, I think.
Oh, it'll be longer than that. The new survey process is, I would anticipate they'll be here this week, and they'll be here most of next week.
Yeah.
It's just a normal way that they change the survey process.
And I know that you had brought in somebody to help the nursing when you first got started. Is that person able to, is there anybody else who's here during the survey, I guess, or is that?
Actually, there's two people here today, and yeah, they would try to give support.
These two people actually had to be added for the regs, for the new regs. That's
yeah.
The new intensivist. With the what's it again, Joyce? With
the infection,
the infection
control,
and
the risk management,
and the risk management. So that is
yeah.
So they're
risk management.
They're actually kind of on staff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not part of SAK, but they're here every day. They're just devoted to this facility. We just got to make sure everything gets right. You know.
That's really what I'm.
Yeah,
my question is what, because I know
they are
preparing for.
They are
survey.
Very on top of everything.
And who do they report to then? Those two new positions.
They report
mm-hmm.
to Kim.
To Kim.
Kim.
Direct, not through the DON.
Probably.
Well, I would say that
they work with them.
You know, they're reporting to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the bottom line is, Kim is the administrator. Everything at the end of the day, I'm sorry, falls on Kim's plate,
mm-hmm.
but she has, you know, department managers along with nursing.
It'd be really great if we could get an updated board chart, because a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of changes, so it'd be good to see.
Well, we could do that, but there's really no, I mean, the structure for the department, I mean, pretty much it's laid out by regulations, but yeah, we can do that.
Can you?
Just the names have changed.
I don't need the names.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
yeah,
only
I just,
difference.
That's a, I want
that's
to see
really the only difference.
Well, you've got two new positions, for one thing.
Well, these are just temporary employees until, or temporary positions, until we can get the staff up to snuff where they need
oh,
to be.
Oh, so these aren't permanent positions.
No, these
oh,
are just
okay.
These are just temporary employees.
Got it.
Until we can get the...
They're actually independent contractors for
yeah.
the facility.
Yeah.
Almost like consultants.
Right.
Consultants.
Right. They're not...
Yeah. But they are
right.
Just for this facility.
Yeah. They're not...
I misunderstood. I
no, it's not a new position,
new position
that
you had to create.
No, there it is a requirement, but we're hoping that we can take the staff that we have, the director of nursing, the assistant director of nursing, and that we can delegate these new tasks to them.
We
but
have to teach and train
yeah,
them because
it's a learning
it's a whole
process
new thing. So we're trying to do it as conservatively as possible by making it temporary to see how we can work that through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else for the management?
Just one other question,
yes.
Or maybe two, about the survey process. So, because they can't tell you anything now, what do they do like they do in hospitals? Will they do an exit interview or an exit meeting or no?
It's their choice. They can just come and tell you we're leaving. Not sure when we'll be back because sometimes they're not back every day.
Yeah,
they may drag it out over 3 weeks depending on what's
it's
going on.
Really,
it's but the supervisor did the team leader did. I think the team leader did sort of talk with you a little bit today, Kim.
Yeah,
is that correct? It's someone that Kim's known for years, but they don't. They don't have to do that. It used to, you'd have an exit conference.
Yeah.
And they sort of told you what areas they had concern about.
Yeah.
But they don't do that.
And so then when will you get the results of the survey?
Once, 10 days.
Yeah. Once
Pardon?
They tell
within
us.
Within 10 days.
Within
yeah,
10 days.
From the time they actually tell you they are finished. They're finished with your survey. Then you'll
after
get it written.
Yeah. After they exit the facility.
Yeah.
One other quick question. It's back on the payer mix. When you talk about managed care, is that Medicare Advantage or is that other managed care?
Managed care.
So it would be like Health
care.
Alliance, Medicare
mm-hmm.
Advantage. Okay. So you have separated them out from Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they pay the same. So having a lot of... So when you
the reimbursement is pretty
right,
much in line.
Right. So if you... Really, when we're thinking about what our Medicare population is, it's really a combination of both
right.
Medicare and the managed
that's,
care.
Right, right. That's,
plus,
that's
really,
why we
sort
that's
better.
Why we said
we
right,
didn't
merge
it together, but in the nursing home world, we say M2, managed care, Medicaid,
yeah.
And we usually try to meet the budgets combined. We don't try to stay focused on just Medicare or managed care as long as the mix combined is on target, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Just the reimbursements.
VA is approximately the Medicare level too?
So VA depends. That's like an all-in contract, but I don't know what the VA rate is.
We are able to bill some for some add-ons, but since they are considered long-term care stay patients, they are room and board above your Medicaid, but lower than Medicare.
Okay.
They can stay for a much longer period of time, which benefits the facility.
So if a VA patient comes here in as Medicare, and you're fixed like right after a hospital
mm-hmm.
discharge, you would get the Medicare rate for them. It's only you're getting the VA if there is a resident. Is that right or no?
If they come in from the hospital, we'll get Medicare
okay.
up to the remaining days
right.
of Medicare. And then if they are VA and VA approves the contract, they will be converted to VA. And you'll get
after
the
VA they're in Medicare. Okay,
mm-hmm.
great. So it's still a good care plan.
Oh,
still
yeah. That's why we said
yeah.
that we're really happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good progress. And you think you're kind of maintaining at least where you were in October. You haven't seen a decline since October.
No, we're up.
We're up. We're over.
We're continuing
we
to increase.
We basically are at least the level we budgeted to be at when we originally looked into in August. When we decided, we analyzed the historical performance, we analyzed what was happening in July and early August, and we determined what our budget census, what we should anticipate, and we are on target or above.
And
we are very conservative. As you can see, we are conservative in Medicare or managed care in our high pay classes because we didn't want to overbudget. We are conservative in our approach, but we would rather see overall census on target, but the pyramids of where you generate the most revenue, that's where we're over.
Well, you reduced the loss by 50%.
Sorry?
You reduced the loss by 50%. So
right.
I just wondered, I know you don't have all the numbers for November and December, but I wonder if you have a sense that you're able to maintain what you had achieved in October, at least.
No, we have a census numbers. We have all the census
okay,
numbers.
Okay.
Census did go up, well, at least one patient a day average. But I want you to keep in mind, we have orientation due to bringing in new staff.
You have more
in
expenses,
November.
Right.
We have more expenses that we knew of while we were moving along the month. We had holiday in November, and we have one last day of revenue compared to October, the only 30 days. So typically November is not the strongest month. But for budget purposes, we always try to say October is a strong performing month, and we should always try to be up to the same on year-to-date average when we look forward.
And you, it sounds like you think you are maintaining the revenue.
Yeah.
You're going to have some
revenue,
additional expenses,
yes.
But it's not as if you've had a dip in census since then.
No, census has gone up consistently.
Good.
In September, the total was 132.17, October 136.90, November 137.57, and December 140.
Okay.
And
that's
just the average.
August, we were at 131.5.
Right.
We're at 140 today.
And that's
right.
just the
that's
average.
Great.
We've been higher.
Yeah,
we've been
right,
up to 142 and 143.
But the average has increased, which is
right.
really what you're looking for.
Right.
That's great.
So it's pretty much what we projected, but better than what we projected. That's why we said, that's why when we had all those budget discussions, we wanted to be pretty clear.
I hope that the good reflection of the census increase and the better payer mix is a result. I suspect it is a good degree of SAK's efforts in the community to do outreach in the medical.
We really have gotten out there, and with even Kathy's assistance too, we've been able to get out there in the hospitals. But what's important is we went and did a lot of presentations, you know, in the community. And we also have a very heavy marketing presence. We have a person that we hired here who is, we have a person on our team that just works with her and gives her guidance and works and is here, what, she's been here almost every week?
Yeah, she usually comes a couple of days every week.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she
also
goes out with her.
Right. We also have our pulmonologist that will be coming
yeah.
back on board, I think the second week of January, and they also have a balance class that they're going to be offering to the community through the to sort of highlight our outpatient therapy, because we believe if we could get more outpatient therapy. That's another marketing way. People do need more permanent stay or even short-term stay. They've had experience with the building. And then I do believe that the dental service did do a presentation to family members, I think, in November, and we'll get the dentist back into the dental clinic. That also will, I think, be a positive thing on our market.
So I was going to ask about the pulmonology. Is that Shaker, or who's going to do that?
It's the same one that was here before.
Okay.
Sheik.
Yeah, we went to meet with him, and so he could not work us back in until, I think, the second week of January.
Well, that was what you had planned was January, though.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
that's still on track. That's
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good, I think. Especially in January, you'll have a lot of COPD and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So we expect, because this is really a seasonal type of business,
right.
that December, January, and February, if all goes well, we should be hitting some really high numbers if we all... Hopefully, you know, everyone stays positive.
Pulls in the same direction once?
As long as everybody stays positive, I think that will be good.
Yeah, staffing is very fickle. If the nursing staff gets word that they think something's going to be changed in the nursing facility, they have families to feed. They're out the doors. They're going someplace else. So we're trying to keep that employee morale up and doing things with the staff to because we don't like to have that turnover. It's
you have had, I know it doesn't help staff turnover, but you've had some good publicity lately too, like with the trees and
I'm trying to keep the publicity positive. I think that is really helpful. It's helpful to everybody.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions? As far as we'll move on to chair's report, I have no report for today other than to suggest that board members, board members of this board, watch the county board. They'll be meeting on several items concerning the nursing home during the month. That's our committee of the whole on the regular meeting.
Is the committee of the whole meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
And the nursing home is it on the agenda? But
yes.
There's several things on the agenda. I did have a question, actually, and it feeds back to what you were just finishing with, Susie. Are you of the mind that if the county releases an RFP to sell a nursing home in the next month or two, that it's going to crash your ability to continue to recruit good nursing staff? It's not going to help?
No. If the county issues an RFP prior to the holidays, I think it will be detrimental to the care of the staff.
Thank you.
No. The holidays are a very difficult time to get staff, and we all know what happened the last time something negative was. And I think that it could really, really affect not only the staff, but the quality of care, because once that happens, you don't want that, especially over the holidays.
And then, if that happens and people leave again, we're going to run into the same problem that we've just gone through of retraining new staff and increasing our costs again, rather than trying to balance out the balance sheet, which is supposedly many of the county board members' goal here, correct?
Even more, because the census most likely will drop in that higher pay class, and your expense will go up because you'll have to either reach out to agencies to provide you with staffing over the holidays and recruit and orient new staff at the same time.
So it sounds to me like what you're saying, that if people want the nursing home to be successful, we need to continue down the path we're on. Any major changes or things like that seem to be things that will probably not make the nursing home more successful. And as a person who's been in the nursing home business for a long time, do you think that increases our ability to sell at a viable price if people want to sell this nursing home?
Well, obviously, you want to have the census as high as you can. I mean, it doesn't make sense not to be able to keep census high.
Thanks.
And I think those are important issues that Josh brought up.
I'm sure you think so, Jack.
I believe that the board needs to be concerned about how any decisions or discussions go on, not this board, but the county board, and how it may impact the home so that it best educates the community about what it's doing and what it's not doing. But that'll be up to the board. But I want to let you know, as advisory board members, that there will be some discussions and some issues on the agendas for tomorrow and for the full county board.
Do you know what the nursing home issues are for tomorrow?
No, I'll just...
The elimination of this board, I believe, is on it, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Dissolution of this board is one of the things for consideration.
Because evidently we don't need specialists in the business of nursing to be involved with the management of our
nursing
home.
I'm not going to discuss the merits of that.
I think it's fair for this organization, this group, to discuss the merits of its own dissolution.
No. It's for the county board to decide.
But it's also fair for us to discuss it. I mean, we advise that county board.
Listen to the county board's opinions.
I think we can also advise them as well.
We can advise them. Ultimately, they...
Not that they will listen to that advice, or you guys, I'm sure, Jack. Don't worry.
One of the reasons I asked about what the issues were, because there had been the discussion about the dissolution of this board, and I think Patsy brought up at one meeting sort of the cost of the board. So it was brought up, at least initially, as part of the cost savings. And I, the only thing I wanted to say and maybe have as part of this discussion was that I suspect that, I don't know this, but I'm guessing that most of the board members aren't here because of the compensation associated with the board. So if it were a cost issue, I think it would be, I know we can't make that decision, but I think it would be helpful to have this board say whether or not they would be willing to not have the compensation, and at least make sure that the county board knows that. And if that's helpful for expenses right now, which it would be, and I think, have we got a quorum here today? Maybe we could vote on whether or not that we would be willing to recommend that they stop making that compensation.
I think it's best we listen to their concerns first before we, I mean, certainly that could be suggested.
That's what I think.
Would you like to make that as a motion?
I have listened to arguments, well, discussion of that, and I believe it to be de minimis. On the whole, but I don't want to get into the merits of all the discussions that may come out tomorrow, because then we're engaging in that conversation.
It's not
our position of this board.
Since it involved the board and since it had been raised, I mean, we did hear those concerns brought up, and I thought, we are looking at ways to reduce costs, and if that's something that the board could do, I would like to be able to say that this board at least recommends that that they stop being compensated if that's within the... if there's nothing against the regulations that prohibits that, I can't imagine that there is nothing else we could take the compensation and donate it back if we had to. And I guess I would
the
like
the rule is in within the rules of the county board that set up the bylaws of this organization, which can be changed by the county board. So the county board is capable of removing that per diem.
So would it? I would like to make a motion that we recommend to the board that we are willing to. Forgo compensation
in order to continue to exist.
And I realize that may not convince the board, but still, it'd be good for you guys to take that message back if we are willing to vote on that. That it's something that, so if it's just me who thinks that, let's not do it. But if I could make
second.
A motion and see where we stand on it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, all right, so I move.
I'm happy to second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to recommend to the county board that if it's their desire that this board
if it's their desire that this board would be willing to forego the compensation,
yes, that this board would be supportive of such an action.
Right, that's a better way to say it.
That would be the gist of the motion, that and the maker and the seconder are comfortable with that type of language.
Yes.
Alright. Any other discussion? Then all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Unanimous. Okay.
And I'm
in agreement of not discussing all the issues that the board is going to discuss tomorrow until we've heard them, but it would be nice to know what else. I guess I could go online and look, but it'd be nice to know what those issues are just so that we can be thinking about them before we come to the meeting. So one of them is the dissolution of this board, and are there other specific nursing home items?
There are. I know there were four or five issues, and some are now being divided between the Cal, and some have already been heard before the full board, and will potentially be heard at the next full board. No need for it to be heard at the Cal. I just didn't want to tie up our time trying to.
Perhaps the county board chair could tell us what's on the agenda for tomorrow night regarding the nursing home?
With the board call and
the tax anticipation awards and the loans.
Loan renewal.
Thank you, Pius.
And there's additional information online with regard to those motions or those items. All right. Next item then will be the next meeting, which is scheduled for Monday, January 8th, 2018, at 6 o'clock. I would ask that SAK, when you get the results of the survey, that you provide a summary report to this board before our next meeting in January so that it can be available to us to review as part of the agenda so that we may intelligently ask questions about the survey.
We had it back.
Yeah, so we may not have it completely back yet, because also what happens when you receive a survey, they usually give you alleged deficiencies.
Yes.
And so I don't know how you handled it in the past, but we usually, if we do feel strongly that they were not, that the facility was cited maybe improperly, or that we didn't feel that it was an appropriate site, we will appeal those. So
then your then your report would say that these are under appeal. That's how this board learns what the issues are inside the home and how we gauge the performance.
It depends on how long they stay. If they stay as long as they indicated to Kim that they might stay, maybe as long as 2 weeks, maybe. And then, they did. But they cover all the, because they're new in this process. The surveyors are learning also, so we're sort of their learning lab, one might say. So we'll see if it's possible that we would just point about 67 back there again, so we help them out.
Very good. So that would be my request, so that this board can see what the results were of the survey and SAK's responses to those. All right. Then we have nothing else. Move for adjournment. We're adjourned. Thank you.
This is the comment I don't understand.